The report titled Zimbabwe's Coping Report 28-31 October 2014, which was released at the weekend, says political stability in Zimbabwe, which is key for the country's economic recovery, will largely depend on the possibility of a leadership change in ZANU-PF should President Robert Mugabe decide to leave office before the 28 presidential elections. The report predicts Mr. Mugabe's departure could spark a power struggle between possible successors. Currently, Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa seems to be winning the battle to replace Mr. Mugabe, with Vice President Joyce Mujuru being dislodged in a move that has seen most of her supporters being removed from their party positions. During the delegation's visit, tensions were running high in ZANU-PF as factions backing Ms. Mujuru and Mnangagwa battled for political turf. The Mujuru faction has been on the receiving end, with most of its members suspended or fired ahead of the party's congress, while First Lady Grace Mugabe has urged her husband to fire the deputy president for allegedly plotting to oust him from office. According to the report, there will be protracted inter-party squabbling in both ZANU-PF and the MDC before the next elections. Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pesa Ruanya tells Studio 7 there cannot be any economic recovery without political stability. He adds it is also important to have political regeneration in the ruling ZANU-PF party for economic recovery to take place.
There will not be any economic regeneration without the regeneration of our politics. Our politics needs renewal, our politics needs reform, the leadership needs renewal, the leadership needs to be reformed, the leadership needs to be changed in a democratic, constitutional, legal manner. And from what is happening in ZANU, there are no indications that ZANU-PF is on a trajectory of renewal, on a trajectory of reform within its rank and file.
The report also says the Zimbabwean government must clarify its indigenization law, which the delegation says is a barrier to potential investors. Britain is a member of the European Union, whose ambassador to Zimbabwe, Philippe Van Dam, last week said though the union is engaging the Zimbabwean government, some reforms are urgently needed to align the country's laws to the constitution, as well as clarifying the empowerment law.
One of the reforms announced in that program is, for example, clarification of the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act. We are not discussing the choice of the government in terms of indigenization. What the investors ask is clarification of the loopholes, ambiguities, and so that we create a level playing field which is predictable for everyone.
Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Charles Musipa said the findings in the report are consistent with another report following a visit by a Zimbabwean business delegation to European capitals earlier this year. Musipa said they have since submitted their findings to the Zimbabwean policymakers. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa recently told a conference meeting in South Africa that Zimbabwe is ready to revise the controversial empowerment law to protect foreign investment in the country. But according to the report, Youth, Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Minister Francis Nema told the British business delegation that the empowerment law would remain the same and was not likely to be changed or amended in the foreseeable future. Nema said the ministry would provide guidance on the law to ensure that its practical implementation is understood by the international business community. The report adds that though dollarization brought stability into the economy and is expected to last for 5 or more years, it has created its own challenges. These are the shortage of capital, lines of credit, and lack of liquidity. While the government would, among other things, use the Zimbabwe agenda for sustainable socio-economic transformation, known by its acronym ZIMASSET, to mobilize foreign direct investment and donor finances in whatever form, international investors, be they Chinese or European, would require truly bankable infrastructure projects and a clear and predictable business environment. The World Bank currently ranks Zimbabwe number 170 out of 189 for ease of doing business. This, according to the Bretton Woods 2014 Doing Business Report. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.